More than 130,000 people have filed for damages because of the Gulf oil leak. And we've actually talked to a number of people here on The Takeaway who are trying to get claims filled by BP. Shrimpers, realtors, deckhands, rig workers, waiters, restaurant owners, fish distributors from the Gulf, from every Gulf state and the seven states beyond. But actually getting those checks from BP has been a little difficult.
Well, you can hear in the voices of so many people who we've talked with really over this entire period, and yesterday we had people on the phone.
Yeah, you heard them at the top of the hour.
Frustration.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a sense of frustration.
And in fact, only a third of the claims that have been filed against BP have been paid. The rest are stuck in a morass of red tape.
You cannot believe anything that BP or their representatives have told anyone about the claims process and what they're doing, because nothing we have been told ever comes true. It's been one story after another, and I think everybody will be happy when BP is no longer in the claims business.
Well, that's that frustration that you're talking about there, John. That's David Bodenhammer. He's the managing partner of a vacation rental agency in Alabama, and his business went dead after the oil started flowing in Gulf waters. He has been frustrated, like so many, with the claims process. Yesterday, a panel of federal judges convened in Boise, Idaho. They're trying to map out a process for lawsuits in the Gulf. And in just a few weeks, Ken Feinberg will take charge of BP's $20 billion fund. As the federal government carves out channels for the money, we're going to check in on some of the people who've been waiting for it to flow. But first, we have Professor Howard Erickson with us. He's of the Fordham Law School, and he's going to help us sort out the kind of legalities involved. And first, quickly, Professor, could you tell us a little bit about what they're arguing? Why they convened in Boise, I have no idea. But can you explain us what was in dispute? What are they arguing about?
Okay, the judicial panel on multi-district litigation, they're in Boise just because they rotate throughout the country where they hold these hearings. They're a panel that decides whether to transfer related cases to a single court for coordinated handling. And of course, in this case, they're going to say, yes, we'll transfer all the cases to a single court. The big question people are arguing about is, where will it be? Will it be in Houston, as BP wants, or will it be in New Orleans, as the plaintiffs want, or will it be somewhere else?
Right, and people argue that Houston is too oil, friendly to the oil industry, and New Orleans is completely overpacked and backed up on cases. But let me give you a question that was actually from one of our listeners. This is Jeff Kane. He works in the tourism industry out of Alabama, and he has a question.
When Feinberg takes over, is he handling the $20 billion that was promised President Obama? Or is he going to be getting the money directly from BP the way BP is paying it out right now?
What's the answer to that?
Understand there are two separate things. There's the litigation process, and that's what that panel in Boise is thinking about, the multi-district litigation.
Right.
And then separately, there's this compensation fund that BP set up under pressure from Obama, and that's what's being administered by Kenneth Feinberg. That money, as I understand it, is set aside in an escrow, that $20 billion, and perhaps it will end up being more. And that's to be given away by Feinberg as part of this claims process that would take people really out of the litigation system if they decide to accept the money.
Right. So he doesn't have to actually go to BP to get every one of those checks cut. That's encouraging. But I want to play another clip from David Bodenhammer, who we heard just a few moments ago. We asked him if he would read his claim to us, and this is what he said.
There's no way. It's thousands of pages, and each month we have to update it with hundreds of pages of additional data. We have to provide updated reports of cancellations, lost reservations, projections of income that we took in 2009 as opposed to what we have taken in 2010. I mean, we have to update that claim every 30 days.
So does it have to be this complicated? Has Feinberg actually come up with a quicker way for people to get reimbursed?
Feinberg hasn't taken over the entire BP claims paying process yet. That's happening shortly. So I don't know exactly what the claims forms will look like. But look, there has to be a certain amount of documentation. What we've seen in other mass tort situations is there can be fraudulent claims. You can have a whole lot of perfectly legitimate claims, and alongside those, if you put a $20 billion pot of money out there, there are going to be some bogus claims, and there's got to be some way of sorting the good claims from the weak ones.
Well, let me play you. I just want you to respond also to Stanley O'Beer. He runs a trucking company that's based in Virginia. They transport seafood and bait back and forth from Louisiana. And here's what he said about the claims process.
And the process that we're going through now to try to get a claim against BP because they've ruined our business, it's just monumental. I mean, they keep asking for more and more paperwork all the time. My drivers have had claims, and they have given us token amounts of money. But it's never going to take care of what they've lost us.
Well, you know, I have to ask you, Howard Erickson, do you think it's unreasonable for people to expect that BP is actually going to reimburse them for an entire the value of their business?
Well, yes. I mean, for someone who's suffered a total loss of their livelihood, I think it's reasonable for them to want compensation of the entirety of the loss. So it's not so much about the expectation of how much people will get compensated. People expect to be compensated fully for their losses. Remains to be seen whether that will happen. But what I'm hearing in that clip is really some frustration with just having to go through the process,
right,
fill out these forms, prove stuff. But that's the nature of disputes. If it's litigated in the courts, people are going to have to prove their claims. And to some extent, they're going to have to do the same when seeking compensation from this fund.
Well, last question for you, Howard Erickson, is that it will this claims process, let's say that Ken Feinberg comes in, he gets a much more streamlined process, people begin to see the payout of all of these claims rather than just a third of them being paid. Do you predict that we will still have a robust series of litigations?
There's no question we'll end up with both litigation and the compensation fund side by side. I think it's Feinberg's hope that most people will opt for the compensation fund, and if the amounts that are being paid out are fair, reasonable amounts and the process is clean, then I think he'll be right about that. And all in all, that would be a very good thing. But no question there are going to be some people who simply want to take it to the courts if only to have the opportunity to stick it to BP.
Okay, that is Professor Howard Erickson of Fordham Law School. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.